Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode number 63 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media, and it is a special one. I am wearing my Kansas City Royals lid because we got one of the best players in the game joining us for a full 30-minute discussion. Salvador Perez, 7-time All-Star, a 5-time Gold Glover, and now the single-season record holder for most home runs hit by a catcher. He just passed that mark sent by the Hall of Famer and arguably the best catcher ever, Johnny Bench, happened in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. That was the good news. The bad news is they didn't get the ball back. And that's where our discussion starts with the one and only Salvador Perez. Mi papi. Salvi Perez. Good to
Amigo.
See you,
buddy.
How are you?
Oh, great, man. Good to see you, man. Hey, nice hat, by the way. Nice hat.
I had to come out and bust it out. You know, I don't know if it just... This isn't the world champions one, but you know, I got to get Swanee to send me one of the world champs ones. It'll fit much better. All right. I want to start with an apology. I am from Cleveland, Ohio. You just set the single season record for most homers hit by a catcher in a single season. And the freaking moron in Cleveland, the fan, left with the baseball and wouldn't give it back to you. What happened?
I don't know. I was like, after the game, that's when people come in to me and talk to me. Hey, you see what happened? Like, the final one, I get the ball back. And they offered, I think, $10,000. Some fans say, your salary, he just signed a contract. He can pay the guy. I know that was going to cost him almost $10,000. And, like, Jeff Davenport was talking to the guy. And he was like, no, I don't want to. I just want to watch the game. People coming from different way to ask me for the ball. I don't want to give the ball to nobody. Okay, just please give me alone. That ball not going to cost any money after you get out and leave and go home. So, you know, it's I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he thinks he's going to get rich to have that ball. I don't know.
The guy asked for $10,000 yeah, for the baseball.
He was talking to Davenport and one guy behind him, like, hey, don't give it the ball because that ball's going to cost at least $10,000. Salvi, he just signed a contract. He can pay you the money. Just hook that guy or something like that. That was crazy.
Well, seriously, I apologize. I'm you know, every city's got its assholes. We know that, okay? they all do. So you just ran into one of the big jerks from Cleveland. I don't know if the person was having a bad day. I don't personally know him. Last name is not Rose. Don't make that joke. But I feel for you because are you yeah. Let's put the joking aside. Are you a little hurt that you don't have that baseball?
100%, Rose, because, you know, this year is a dream year for me. You know, it's something that I was working hard my last off season. I tried to do the best, but I never hit 30 homer and I never bring home the RBI. So that was one of my goals. So to now have 46 and 116 and 15, you know, it's amazing. You know, I'm so happy and I thank God, you know, for this season. And of course, I don't even know about the record. To like when I was on 42, 43, some people started talking about that. So we got a little excited, you know, and after I do it, I'm like, yes, I want, you know, it's something that I want to keep, that I want to, you know, frame it, put it in my wall, put it in my house, you know, and remember it, you know, forever. But, you know, I was kind of sad for me that I don't get that ball, but it's okay.
No, I know. But at the end of the day, and I just want to leave it at this, because this is not a woe is me discussion. Even if the person has a change of heart, once you leave the stadium, you cannot authenticate the baseball. So we won't even know if it's the right one. So you had to make the right decision, like we saw the guy in Cincinnati do when Mookie Betts.
Oh, my God. That was amazing for Mookie Betts. And
right.
Yeah. Great thing to Mookie Betts to do it for that guy, you know, first homer in big league. And the fan was no problem. We're going to trade. We're going to trade jersey. I tell one of my guys, I give you jersey, a bat, batting glove, whatever the fans want. I just want the ball. And as soon as he's leaving from the ballpark, that's it. Because I don't know if he's going to change the ball or not. So we don't know.
All right. And I'm so sorry. I apologize on behalf of my hometown. I know it's all right, but it's only because you're such a good guy. You looked rather emotional when you were running around the bases. What were you thinking about when you hit that record-breaking home run?
I was the first thing I said, like, you know, thank God. And when I was running the base, I was thinking about my mom, because she called me that morning and tell me, hey, you're going to hit it today. So no, be like pressure. Just try to do the best you can do every time you play. And that's it. You're doing that before. So I was thinking about my mom. I called my mom after the game. She was crying, you know, and that was amazing. That was good.
Tell everybody, because you grew up in Venezuela, mm-hmm. much like one of my co-hosts, Miguel Rojas, who loves uh-huh. you, by the way, and says hello. What did your mom do for a living? Tell everybody what she did while you were growing up.
Yeah, I was going to say that she was cleaning some house, you know. She worked for a family, like doing the food for the family, you know. She had to leave like 6 in the morning and she come back on like 6 p.m., you know. So I almost like, I only see my mom from like 4 or 6 hours. I grew up with my grandmom, you know, because my mom had to work. So we sell some, my mom made some really good cake. So we sell some cake too. You know, it's a lot of things that today I appreciate God for everything, because now I can say that I'm here because God first put my mom for all the work she do, you know, to take me to here. So it's kind of hard moment, you know, back of the day, but thank God for everything. And now we're here and now she can enjoy his life and, you know, and be happy and proud to his son.
I'm sure she's so proud. By the way, what was the best cake she ever made? I'm a big cake guy.
A strawberry cake. Oof.
Really?
Oh my God.
Still make it when you go home?
100%. She has to.
Can you send one to the Rose family? Can we keep it frozen?
In Cleveland? I don't know.
Well, not in Cleveland. I'm in LA now. Come on now, bro. You don't need to send anything in Cleveland. You're good. You're good. Don't know about you guys, but we are a huge board game family in the Rose household. I want to introduce you to our latest game. It's called Match 5 Trivia. It's a very simple game, matching answers to trivia questions. There's 320 cards in there. It's a ton of fun. Some of the cards have a sports-oriented theme, like name the 5 best pitchers of all time. The key is that the lead player rotates around the family circle, right? Or family and friends, if you actually have friends. For me, it's just family because nobody likes me outside of my family because they kind of have to. Last night, we got one of the things was name things that are annoying that other drivers do. So I listed like using the phone while texting, not using your blinker, play their music too loud. I know I'm old. They slam on the brakes or they go too slow. Now, I only got one because the lead person that round, I only matched him with one answer, which kind of stunk. It upset me and I didn't win. In fact, I came in 3rd out of the 3 people that play. You need a minimum of 3 people to play. It is a blast. Here's the good news. You're going to save 15% on your order when you use the coupon code JOMBOY. Get yours. It's Match 5 Trivia Game. Match5Trivia.com. Save 15% when you use the word JOMBOY. Wait, so you left home when you were 16, right? You signed with the Royals at 16. How scared were you?
Oh, super scared. I started crying on the plane. No, I don't think people know that, but I sleep with my mom to 16. So that was kind of my first time that we're going to be alone, you know, in the world, because I have to fly from Caracas, Venezuela to Santo Domingo. But the plane do want to stop in Panama. So when I get out the plane in Panama, and when I saw the big airport in Panama, I'm like, now what I got to do? Now where are we going? Like, I was by myself. So I started to cry, and like security guy coming to me and take me to the other door and like, yeah, you have to wait here. The plane's gonna leave in like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. You have to wait here. Everything's gonna be fine. And yeah, I get to Dominica and I don't from Dominica, I'm from Venezuela. So it's kind of hard, you know, the culture, how you say, it's kind of hard. The food is different. So after 3 days, Chris, that I was in Dominica, I called my mom. I told my mom that I know, I don't think I like this. I want to go back home and I want to stay with you and we're going to work and everything's going to be fine, mom, because first I miss you, you know, and kind of, you know, I'm kind of, I don't like that, you know, it's was something that I don't grow up with that. So it's kind of hard, you know, to get used to that. So my mom told me that, hey, I know how hard you was working to get to this point, to sign, have an opportunity. If you come back, I'm going to be your mom no matter what. We're going to support you. We're going to, you know, we're going to do it together. Well, at least try some, because at least try and see what happens, because you were working hard. That's one of your dreams. And you now you had your dream. And just stay there. It's only 2 months. You're going to be back. And just think about it. You're going to fly to the United States next year. And, you know, I listened to my mom. I'm like, yeah, my mom's right. Let me try, you know. I was 16 years old. I never lived. And, like, my mom was next to me every time. So it was kind of hard. But I listened to her and I stayed. And look what happened, you know.
Where was your first place in the United States that you played?
Arizona.
Uh-huh.
That was in Arizona, 2007. I played the rookie league over there in Arizona.
And how hard is it? I can't imagine if I was 16 or 17 and got dropped off in Venezuela. I would have been like, what the heck? What's going on here?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun story. Like, people ask me for the time, what time is it? And I know I'm from Venezuela, so the guy next to me start laughing and I don't know what you say. So, where are you from? And somebody, I'm asking for the time. I'm like, no, 7:10 or something. Like, no, but like, where are you from? So, you know, it's a lot of like funny history, you know, and all that. But it's part of the process, you know.
Right.
We got some, Kansas City doing pretty good thing in minor league. We have a teacher, Monica Ramirez in Arizona. We try to learn, you know, people learn English from him. Learn about everything about United States, you know, excuse me, sorry, you know, education, you know, so that's good. But what's funny, it's kind of hard a little bit in the beginning.
But it's hard enough to just become a baseball player, right? When you're 16 or 17, it's such a grind and it's so hard. Then you have to learn English on top of it, because as a catcher, you have to be able to communicate with anybody who's on the mound, right?
That was one of the hard things for me. Like, you know, communication from to the other pitcher, you know, and that's what I, when I got here, the first thing you got to do is learn English quick. Try to learn English, at least, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like curva, fastball, slider, you know, change and all that. And yeah, but I, you know, I was, when I signed, when I fly to Arizona, I was having, you know, my goal is to make it to a big league. That was, you know, I'm here to try to do my best and we go see what happens. So I was, you know, concentration and the thing we got to do, like never chart late, never break curfew, and all that. I was super concentration. And, you know, I think.
So you were a good boy. You were a good boy when you had those rabble rousers like Hosmer and Moustakas down there in the minor leagues trying to drag you into the thin bucket. You weren't going to go with them.
Dyson, Kane, Moustakas, Hosmer. I got best team I ever had in my career.
We had Hosmer on the podcast earlier this year, and he told me that Will Myers was a catcher right alongside you. Are you kidding me?
When I was in Wilmington, they signed Will Myers a catcher, first round pick or whatever, I don't remember. And Hosmer looked at me like, oh, shit, it's all good luck. Hosmer was. He sent me a video he sent me a video in my 10 year and he always remind me that, you know, he always told me that about, hey, you remember when you signed, when you was in Wilmington and they bring Will Myers? But Will Myers, he don't like to catch. He just like to hit. He was like, I think after that year, Will Myers tell the manager or something, I don't remember, and like, hey, I don't want to catch anymore. I just want to hit. And they put him in the outfield.
That's funny. I think we have actually a little clip here. Let's listen to your old buddy Haas. Let's see.
Before, you know, Will Myers played the outfield for that team at Wilmington, he got drafted as a catcher. So he got drafted as a catcher and they called him up. And then it was him and Salvi doing the catching at Wilmington. And Will was basically the priority catcher over there. You know, he was catching 3 out of the 4 days and Salvi was backing him up and all that stuff now. So Will Myers always jokes around about Salvi now. He's like, yeah, he was my backup in high A. He's a catcher. He's decent and all that. So it's that always a fun joke that Will always says with the boys whenever we see Salvi doing his thing on TV.
That's true. That's what I was in my car. Yeah. I was the second catcher in Wilmington.
That's amazing because Will Myers, every time I see him, it looks like he just got out of bed. Like
when he's hitting off.
Yeah. There's, it looks like he just woke up. I can't imagine that guy calling a game behind the plate.
That was funny. He was not, he don't like to catch.
Who? What? A week three of NFL foosball games. It was my favorite game. Oh, that. The ending. Could you believe it? Fumble, touchdown, score. But you know where you can score? DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook. Man, Bobby Gordo's been placing bets. Snapping checks. I think it's the other way around. And man, DraftKings, if you're looking to get in this world, they're the place to go. They are giving new customers $150 instantly when you bet $1 on any football game. Any football game, $1, you get $150 back. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and do it. $1 gets you $150 in free bets instantly. Man, the football bets, the baseball, we've kind of been killing the baseball bets. I might be a professional gambler now. DraftKings has all sorts of promotions and giveaways. They're the absolute best. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code ROSE to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code ROSE this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older. In New Jersey, Indiana, PA only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer's restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9-0-WITH-IT. Let's go.
Your first game in the big leagues, you picked off two guys.
Yeah.
What happened? Did they not read the scouting report on Salvi?
I almost picked the third one in second base. I remember that day like yesterday. I know it's 10 years ago, but that was when I was in minor league, I was, you know, try to help my pitcher or try to help my team to win. I was thrown to any base, you know. And Hosmer now, I got Hosmer for a long time. Mustaka now playing third base. We just play for a long time together, so they know me. And when I got to Big League before the game started, like, Hosmer coming to me, Mustaka too, like, hey, nothing's going to change, okay? Same team, you have fun and keep looking at me. Looking to move, and we go see what happens. And look, I think I catch like six pop or two, or five.
Yeah,
five pop or something like that, or it's another record, something like that. Yeah.
By the way, did you see the look on Baby Salvi's face? You look like a little kid.
Malo.
Look at you.
I was in the haircut that.
you got cleaned up nice now. Look at you, you rich. Now you a little lines bit, in your head. You know, this is what happens when you sign a huge extension. Now you can afford the lines in your head.
You're right.
Hey, gang, with the final week of the regular season upon us, here is your chance to collect the players and moments that made this season so unforgettable with the Topps Bunt MLB Card Trader app. Topps Bunt is the official digital trading card app of the MLB and the MLBPA and releases new content every day featuring your favorite players, both past and present, as well as iconic moments like teams punching their tickets to the postseason and oh so much more. The app is free to play, and collectors from around the globe come together to connect, collect, and play their collections in real-time scoring contests to win in-app prizes. So build the ultimate digital baseball collection. Craft or trade in lesser valued cards for more rare ones. Play the card wheel to win a prize with every spin and complete missions to unlock new content. Topps Bunt 21 will also be the premier destination for all playoff action, releasing new collectible content with every twist and turn of the 2021 postseason. So download the Topps Bunt app now in the iTunes App Store and Google Play. Tell me about your first big league homer.
Again, Mark Jersey. Wow.
Oh.
We're going to never forget that. He's going to be a Hall of Fame. One of the best pitchers in the game right now. And I remember Billy was catching, and he was, I don't know, Jersey was say, and for some reason, I think, okay, foul was going to come right now. you know, he just like confused me. And I was looking for a foul, and he told me a foul, but I brought more back to the middle a little bit, and I hit it pretty good.
So, yeah. Come on, you hit it better than look at Scherzer's reaction. The best part is Scherzer's like, reaction. He's going, oh, damn.
Like, you know.
Did you ever have a chance? You never had a chance to catch him in the All-Star game, did you?
Not him. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because he, by the time you, I think you made the your first All-Star game. Didn't you catch Mariano Rivera's last All-Star appearance?
Yeah, 2013. That was my first All-Star game. Joe Leland was the manager, Chris. And Mauer made that the first, like, the starting catcher in the All-Star game. I was going to be after him. And right before the game, you know, Leland coming to me like, hey, you're going to make history today. And I don't even think about that. You know, I'm just having fun, talking to a guy. And like, what is he talking about? You know, inside me, like, I just want to catch the game. What is he talking about? Make history. Or maybe he grand slam, you know? So right in the eighth inning, when I see Mariano's coming, I'm like, wow. And he coming to me and tell me, John Lila, tell me, hey, you remember what I tell you in the first inning, right before the game started? Okay, go have fun, okay? Nobody's gonna forget that day. So that's why he told me that. But I was super, you know, fun. Something that I was gonna never forget in my life, you know. Cause the best closer in the game and his last All-Star game, that was amazing.
Well, the guy only threw one pitch, so what do you even put down signs with Mariano?
That was easy. I come into him and talk to him, Mariano. I was like, hey, nice to meet you. You know, so happy to catch you. What kind of sign you is? Sorry, just one side, okay? One. Both sides to the play. That was easy. That was easy. Just one, both sides to the play. That's it.
Oh, that is awesome. Salvi, as you've grown up, and I've watched you a lot this year, it seems like you run the meetings on the mound. Am I off base that when the pitching coach comes out and has something to say, you're the one doing the talking? Am I right?
You're 100% right, Chris. That's my game. You know, I try to help this guy, you know, and I take charge of that. Like I know, like, calm down, you know, just concentrate on my glow. Focus, be with me, okay? Believe what you have, you know, confident, something like that. You're right.
Are there guys that you have to get in their face where because you have to treat every pitcher different because they have such different personalities? Like, some guys you got to pat on the shoulder, it'll be okay. And then are there guys who are like, hey, fucker, let's go, dude. Like, clean up your shit and let's do this.
Yes, 100%. Especially the bullpen guy, you know, you can go like that because they're just coming for one inning. As a starting pitcher, you need it. Like a baby, okay? Hey, come on, Bobby, you good. Nice and easy, okay? But as a bullpen guy, when they come in, yeah, they're just coming for one inning. So let's go, okay? No fucking playing around, let's go.
Is there one guy you loved catching out of that? Because that really, you guys made your hallmark with that three-headed monster, Davis, Holland, Kelvin Herrera, who were just nasty. Like, if you guys had the lead after the sixth, the game was over. It's during your World Series runs. But was there one guy who loved it when you got after him?
I think Gray Holland, Wade David too. Sometimes, like, Wade David asked me, like, please, hey, come in to talk to me, okay? Because sometimes I get lost or I want to do something that you think about another thing. And yeah, they like it. They don't say anything to me. They like when I talk to him, like, hi, you know?
That's nice. You also love to have fun. I mean, you have a huge smile on your face. You love the game. You also have one of the greatest bobbleheads ever. I mean, who else gets to have a whole Gatorade dump?
Oh my God. That was one of the best bobbleheads they make it for me.
I mean,
that was amazing.
How many of these do you have rolling around the house?
Oof, a lot. Especially when you got two kids. They play with that.
Yeah. But the problem is, Salvi, they'll end up breaking your head, and then all of a sudden there's daddy's head rolling around the house. You gotta be careful with that stuff, yeah. Man.
Joanne, my little one, 5 years old, tell me that, Papa, it's more downstairs, okay? So we can get another one and throw that one away.
Salvi, listen, when you talk about the Kansas City Royals, there's one name always mentioned, and it's George Brett. Yeah, we get it. Hall of Famer, batting champion in three different decades, amazing guy. How important is it for you to be the next guy in line in the history of the Kansas City Royals?
I think it's like whatever's going to be there, it's going to be special for him. But I just try to – I know people coming to me, ask me about that, like you're going to be Hall of Fame or you're going to be second year brand in Kansas City or something like that, Chris. But I don't – as a, like me, I don't like to think about that. I just like to have fun every night, play for my next 10 years. If you got, you know, keep me healthy and I can play for 10 more years and see what happens after the last game.
But you understand it. You understand how, I guess the question, the better question is, how appreciative are you that people go, it's George Brett, then it's Salvador Brett. Yeah. Like, that's some big stuff, man.
Yeah, that's a super big stuff. And hopefully I can do it. I can get it done, you know, and being next to George Brett. It's one of the things that I want to do, you know. And yeah, so as a player, sometimes we don't recognize, like, things like that, you know. So maybe – I feel like more people outside can see that better in the guy, you know, in me or something like that. So I just try to concentration and, you know, play hard and think about that's going to be, hopefully, you know, I can play for another 10 more years and see what happens.
Well, I know that across the way, for people that haven't been to Kansas City, you've got Royal Stadium, and then right across the way, you've got Arrowhead. So the Chiefs play right there. Mm-hmm. And we know that Patrick Mahomes has bought in to the Royals, literally. Have you've chopped it up with Pat a little bit, haven't you? You've talked to him.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, he came into our ballpark and we talk a little bit. Great guy, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, he used to throw 90 in high school.
Yeah, and I know his father pitched in big league too.
Yeah, his dad pitched over a decade in the big leagues. So you got to bring that up to him. You got to ask him, hey, what sequence do you want me to use with you? Like, what's give me the order of your best pitches and stuff, because he can throw it.
I know he can throw it. He approved. That's why he's the best in the NFL.
Yeah. Have you been to a Chiefs game?
Yeah, a lot.
And? Is it awesome?
Great. See almost 100,000 people. I was crazy. I never see something like that.
Yeah.
I hit the drum, too.
Oh, yeah? That's right. You did get to hit the drum. Yeah, how
Sonny,
was that?
Remind me that. Thank you, Sonny.
Was that good?
That was great. That was great.
Okay. Well, you know, I did see you play this year in the Home Run Derby, and unfortunately you got matched up with that monster, Pete Alonso, who lives for the Home Run Derby.
Hey, Chris, let me tell you something. They need to change the rules on the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, they do.
I hit 28. I was out in the first round.
I know.
Okay?
I know. Yeah. And there's guys hitting like 19 and moving on. Salvi's like, wait a second. Like, the math doesn't add up here, right?
You're right.
Okay. So all these people that say they don't want to do it because they don't want it to affect their swing in the second half of the season, can we just say it's bullshit now?
100%. That's the way that I feel. And I know a lot of people tell me the same thing, like, you have a great year, well, you're going to participate in the Home Run Derby. It's going to fuck up your swing. You're not going to feel good for the second half. You're going to get tired. No. And, like, I don't know if we're going to have another opportunity to do it. So how are we going to do it this year, no matter what? And by the way, I was my – right hit was bothering me a little bit, my oblique, and I'm still doing a lot. I don't going to take any chance. I don't know what's going to happen next year, you know, if I'm going to have the opportunity to do it again in my life. So it's something that I want to do before, and this year I got the opportunity, and I did it. And that was too much fun. But I don't believe in what people tell me about, that you get tired for the second half, that your swing is going to drop or your burst is going to drop or something like that. No. I want to do it because I got better second half in my career. That was my best second half in my career. So I want to do it again.
So you tell him, not only do you tell him it's bullshit, look at my second half, throw on the damn catcher's gear and get your ass back there in 105 degree Kansas City and go catch every day on top of it.
Every day, yes. I don't, just depends how you prepare yourself. If you work hard and you prepare, you go to the gym and you're ready to play every day, I'm going to affect you.
But, Salvi, I was looking at your stats the other day. At the beginning of this week, we were talking about you, and you don't take days off. You've had 2 days, I think. You had one full day off, and then you had 2 days where you were a pinch hitter. Other than that, on the days you don't catch, you're DHing.
Yeah.
Why is it so important for you to be in the lineup every day as a catcher?
Because for Chris, I prepare myself. That coming from the offseason, I prepare myself for 162 games. That's I want to do that before I retire. You know? I want to maybe not catch, but at least catch 130 and DH 132 and try to play all the game. That's one of my goals, and that's how I prepare myself in the offseason. And second, how you going to put some number if you don't play? That's the only thing, you know, and Pedro's telling me that how you going to put some number if you don't at least try, you know? At least you have the opportunity every night for a bad fire, but to try to help my team to win, you know, and try to put some number, you know? So that's the only way we're going to put some good number, you playing. So as soon as the season starts, my goal is play 162.
Aren't you tired? I'm tired watching you.
No. I go to the, believe it or not, like people sometimes ask me like, how you do that, or why you don't even look tired or something like that. You look on more energy or training conditioning here. You know, he's doing pretty good. Yeah, every other day I am in the weight room. You know, lifting some weight and heavy. I like to prepare myself.
Really, we're putting day. Up big.
Yeah, I see. So yeah, so I prepare myself.
You're a leg guy, aren't you?
Leg guy, you're right.
Yeah, you have to be.
I have to behind the home plate. Yeah, you have to.
You put it on your shoulders and do the real deep one.
Cool. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can't do that. I had back surgery. That's what's preventing me from doing it.
It's okay. I'd do it for you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do mine. You can do mine. 2015 World Series MVP. How often do you bust out your World Series ring just to look at it and just to say, hey,
I did it.
Damn good year.
Oh, I did it. Yeah. It's, I think every team, every player in minor league want to be a World Series champ, especially if you're coming on the MVP champ, MVP in the World Series too. So, yeah, it's something that we're going to never forget.
Do you look at your ring a lot?
Every time. Right before I go to the ballpark, and I'm like, okay.
You look at it every day? Yeah.
Every day. I got it right there.
Where's right there? Because Scherzer told me he keeps his in his sock drawer.
No, I got it. My bed, my room, I got it right in front of me. With my other room for the All-Star game and all that. So that's motivation. You know, every time you go out the ballpark, you see that ring, like, yeah. I did it. Let's go. Let's try again. Why not? You know, if we did it one time, why not two times? So that's the way that I think.
That's awesome. All right. I got a couple more things, and I really do appreciate your time today because I know it is during this season. I want your opinion on what happened in Tampa Bay this week. Alejandro Kirk, as Kevin Kiermaier slid in, had his little wrist guard thing fall on the ground. Kiermaier picked it up, said he didn't know what it was, took it back to the dugout. The Blue Jays said, hey, can we get that back? And the Rays were like, nah, like you dropped it on the ground. If you had lost your little data sheet and the other team took it and you knew that, what would happen?
What would happen? I'm going to be honest to you. I tell my guys, my pitching coach, everything, now we change everything. They have that. Just keep it. Let it have it, okay? They're going to think we're going to pitch it in that way. They're going to think we're going to do this. Now we're going to do the opposite. Okay, guys? And try to be a little smart. You know? It's about win. It doesn't matter how we win the game. It's about win. So that was maybe, you know, if it happened to me, I'm like, hey, don't say anything. Don't even ask for that. Just make them think that we don't know. Now we're going to, if we got opening in Greenmeyer, now we're going to go slide it down away, okay, or foul down away because he's going to be ready for opening. So something like that.
So you wouldn't be mad if another team did that and didn't return the card?
No, you know why? Because every time I have a card, it's because we got some like different pitches on different card. So whatever's in the mouth or whatever's coming, it's gonna be different card. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way we do it here in Kansas City. So let's see they pick the card on Carlos Hernandez today in the last inning. Carlos Hernandez be out of the game. So now I have Jose Estamo. It's going to be a new car because Josh no have changed yet. He don't have slider. He got five curva. You know, so it's different. It don't make any difference, okay? I saw that he got hit. I don't know if it because that or no. I don't.
Oh, hold on. Did you just say you don't know if he got hit because of that? You know, yeah, he got hit.
Well, why the catcher see the way? You know, that's not look good. If you're gonna send a messenger, just go the first piece and see inside. So that way, I don't know what's going on. If I wanna hit somebody, you know, I go foul inside, I get behind him, almost behind him, and I put my glove right there. You know, why I have to go foul away, and the miss pitch is gonna miss. You know, that's something that I don't get it. Like I don't. If you're gonna send a messenger, okay, you pick that. We wanna hit you, okay, foul inside, first pitch, boom. Because not do that anymore or something like that. But I don't think that looks good when you see a way and the other, you know, box. Look at the location right there. Look where he are. So if you're going to send a messenger, just go right away. Foul inside and send the messenger, if you know. I don't do anything. And no app, like you don't want to hit or something like that. Because, you know, everybody know in the ballpark, you want to go hit it.
So, you don't have to give me a name, but did you ever have a pitcher where you knew that he threw at him? You don't know if there was a history or whatever. Were you ever thinking like, what are you doing?
100%, everybody knows Jordano Ventura, you know? Jordano Ventura, every time he pitched, we fight. Every time he pitched, was one problem, you know? Right? he got over there, you know? He went got. But, yeah, Jordano Ventura, is like, he don't play around. He was, you know, telling me that, hey, he hit a homer and looking at me. First piece foul inside. Okay, if you want to do it, let's do it. Just have fun. We're going to be there, so do it. You know?
But then, you know, Jordana, and rest in peace, he was a skinny guy, dude. You have to go tackle that guy before he gets to your pitcher.
Sometimes I have to do it to get it before he get to Jordana. No, I think it was only Machado, I think, charged to him. That's it. And when he
Machado
was
Machado did?
In Baltimore, I think, yeah. And kind of confused a little bit, but they talk after the game, everything was good, you know, nobody got hurt, everything. That was, you know, a little bit they confused. Wow.
Yeah, you have to play peacemaker back there sometimes, don't you? Like you have to calm guys down.
Hey, come down, yeah. That's okay. Or yeah.
All right, before I let you go, we play a little game here on the Chris Rose rotation. We're going to spin the wheel of moderately interesting things. So, I got a bunch of topics here. It's going to land on one. You answer the question, I'll get you out of here. Okay. Very expensive wheel, by the way.
What is the crazy question you have over there?
It's fasting. So I know you're a health nut, but what is your favorite fast food when you're maybe you've had a few cervezas in you and you want to drive through and you're like, oh, I got to have that. What is it?
Oh, Bobby, I got two. Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out.
Oh, yes.
Hey, gordita, little bit, gordita, little bit. Hey, when we play in Arizona, spring training, every time we play in Seattle, I have to stop in In-N-Out. It's in Peoria, right before the ballpark. So we stop in In-N-Out, buy some like 20 burgers, bring it to the ballpark for the guy.
Do you go double-double? Do you go big time?
100%. Double everything. Uh-huh. Bacon, cheese, everything.
Ooh, you really loaded up.
Yeah.
And then Chick-fil-A, what do you get? Do you just get your basic sandwiches?
And spicy crimping sandwich, yeah, the spicy one.
Yeah.
Crispy, yeah, chicken sandwich.
Goes great with strawberry cake, I heard.
Oh, amazing. And vanilla, the shake.
Oh, the vanilla shake?
The vanilla shake.
I'm more of a chocolate shake guy, but I can work with you. I can work with you on that. Yeah. Hey, listen, my man, it was great catching up with you. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you had an MVP vote in the American League, where do you put Salvador Perez's name?
Number one.
Forget that Otani guy.
No, honest to you, I think, you know, it's good to see Otani, what he's doing right now. You know, it's amazing. Like pitching, you know, and hitting. That was something. It's like Baby Ruth, you know, back of the day. But what Vladimir Jr. is doing is he 321, you know, 46 homer, 110 something RBI. That was on 22 years old. That's amazing too. So for me, boss, they should be do both type MVP for both guys.
Co-MVPs. So you got you got Vlad 1, you got Otani 1A, and then Salvador Perez.
Yeah, I got Hop.
You'll get Perfect. Hey, man, keep smiling. It's always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it, my man.
Thank you, man. We'll see you soon.
You got it. And thanks to everybody hanging out with us here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. Special shout out to my producer, editor extraordinaire, Robbie Scirocco. We'll see you next time.
See you, mama.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.